Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's episode, The Forest versus the Trees. This week is going to focus on our ability to be a leader when sometimes we get a little too close to the situation and lose our perspective. I'm not quite certain who said it first, but there's a saying that goes like this. Sometimes you just don't see the forest through the trees. I'd heard this saying my entire life, and it was not until I was 40 years old that I had an experience that brought that statement to life. For my 40th birthday, my friend Sean and I packed up and went out to Colorado to conquer a couple of 14ers. A 14er is a mountain that is at least 14,000 feet in elevation. Living in Wisconsin and never climbing to that altitude was a great life experience, and the two of us decided that we weren't going to climb just any of the 96 14ers in the United States. We'd start with the tallest, Mount Elbert. Pretty buffalo-like for the two of us. We began at 7:30 in the morning, and that June day, and the weather was perfect at the base of the mountain. We hiked for 3 miles through an aspen forest as we worked our way to the switchback trail that would take us to the top of the mountain. And as luck would have it, a snowstorm waiting for us at the end of June. But that's not the point. On mountains this high, there's a point where the oxygen declines to a level that trees no longer grow, and it's called the tree line. We emerged from the forest and hiked another mile, ascending about another 1,000 feet. It was at this point that we decided we better hydrate and eat. So we found a couple of boulders and sat down to look out over what we had just climbed. And it was at this moment that I had a frontal lobe explosion. While walking through the aspen forest, I just kept thinking about how beautiful all the random rows of aspen were, and how the trail that took us through the forest was so narrow and tight. If you ever climbed a mountain, you find that you look down at the trail most of the journey because you're traversing rocks and roots, and falling down not only hurts, but poses the opportunity for you to roll down the entire mountain. Anyway, I'm sitting there, and I look down, and my brain pops, and I realize that the expression, "sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees," has a really deep meaning. From my view on that boulder, I could see miles of forest. The miles I had hiked through, and from our elevation, it was incredibly expansive. But while I was hiking, all I could see was the trees, and I was so close to them and past them with such great frequency that it never registered with me that I was in a massive forest. This expression is one of the greatest problems of leadership and how we lead ourselves and others. We get so close to the issue, the people, the problem, that we can't step back and view it with any perspective. As a matter of fact, we lose perspective because we get so close to that problem that sometimes we focus on just one tree and don't even realize that the issue is much larger than what we began to address. One of the greatest qualities of leadership is reflection, and we often forget to take a moment and elevate ourselves out of the micro moment and move ourselves to the macro analysis. In an effort to grow as leaders and maintain optimism, sometimes we need to have other people in our life get us to view the issue from another elevation. Sometimes we need to remove ourselves from the surroundings and step up to a new altitude in order to see what is really going on. Now think about it. Use some smart thinking on this one and really reflect upon your current issues. How many of them are created by our own lack of understanding or our own accidental ignorance because we are so close that we don't see what is really going on? Or even worse, we create a narrative in our minds that lacks reality and is charged by emotion. So what does one do when we are so close that we fail to see the big picture? What do we do when we are so emotionally engaged that we are no longer realistic? What do we do when the problem feels so big that we don't even know the first step to take? First, just like when you are climbing, don't give up or stop. Second, be a buffalo and charge up the trail to get a different perspective. And third, and most important, change your perspective by engaging a mentor or person not involved in that situation. Many times in our lives, we surround ourselves with people who stand with us, staring at the trees, and they're unwilling to tell us that we're in a forest and not just looking at a tree. True leaders have courage and are willing to look at problems from different perspectives, engage others in discussions to gauge their own perspective, and more importantly, the strongest leaders are vulnerable and willing to ask others, what is it that the leader needs to do in order to change? As leaders, we often forget that we can be wrong. that we can be sitting in a forest just talking about the trees in front of us without a strong understanding of the entire environment. In addition, our emotions often cloud our ability to truly confront the reality. Some of us don't want to admit that we're in a forest. So as leaders of classrooms, schools, businesses, households, and even our own lives, we need to take a moment and look at our world from many different angles, as many as possible. Too many times we simply accept a problem, an issue, or the behavior of another. Rarely do we say to ourselves that I need to elevate from this situation so that I can decide what it is I'm really looking at. Leaders too often mistake swiftness for success, and this can lead us to making mistakes that compound the problem. We all have forests through the tree moments. They usually end up with you figuring out something that was complicated with a aha moment and a realization that this wasn't as big of a deal as you thought. When you have the big deal moments this week, search for the forest. I mean, stop. Get another person that you trust involved and rise to a new level of understanding by looking at the situation from different perspectives. Be vulnerable. If you've ever played Scrabble or Words with Friends, you've experienced a forest from the trees moment. When you're staring at your seven letters and see no other words, you don't give up. You move the letters, and you get a new look at the same situation. Suddenly you see what was O, S, E, M, and H, and two blanks, as homes, and you nail your competition for a triple word score. But you didn't give up. You didn't just stare at those letters thinking, this is it. These are my only options. Here's the deal. This week, take one situation, one mindset, one problem, one issue, one conflict, and take the time to look at it from different angles. Involve other, not like-minded people in the area you choose for further investigation, and shuffle the letters. I guarantee you'll change your perspective. That is, as long as you don't try to defend your perspective and chain yourself to the tree. One of my favorite vulnerabilities to coach people through is when they have conflict with a kid, whether that be your child, a grandchild, a niece or nephew, or a student that you're having an issue with. So often we get emotionally engaged and we can no longer see straight when addressing an issue. So step back, be empathetic, and seek to understand. Find someone with no involvement and describe, without editorializing, and get their perspective on your situation. Be prepared, because they're going to be honest, and you may be the issue, not the kid. Or the problem may very well be the kid, but could be dealt with a new way that you never thought of. Point is this, we stink at changing our worldview once we get too close, and we need a significant change in optics to get us to change our behavior. We will convince ourselves that we can't. We will convince ourselves that there is no other way to look at this. We will convince ourselves that the problem is magnificent. I was forever changed after I reached the top of Mount Elbert, because as big as I felt when I reached the summit, I had never felt so small and physically insignificant in my life once I looked over the expansive world that we live in. And too often, our problems that feel mountainous are actually, in the grand scheme of life, pretty insignificant. And sometimes, we just need another person or a new view to notice that we made an awful lot of very little. Sometimes we simply don't see the forest through the trees. So let's do some smart thinking. Thinking of your current situation and your most significant issue, how could you change your view so that you see the problem in a new way? Can you scrabble that problem so that the solution may emerge? When mountaineers climb, they often bring along a guide or a Sherpa. Who are your Sherpas? Who are the people who can guide you to new heights so that you can see the problem or issue for what it is? And finally, when you get emotionally engaged in a situation, what will be your strategy to step back and climb to a new height of understanding before responding? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please remember to share this with others. Thank you to the Well Pennies for the music, and please listen this Wednesday as we drop another podcast with my interview with the Well Pennies on the Smart Thinking Podcast. Finally, I want to thank my Sherpas. I've been very fortunate over the course of my life to have some great women and men who have taught me to stop and look around. Leadership is not about power. It's not just about outcomes. Leadership is a willingness to elevate everyone you meet and a commitment to supporting others before yourself. I learned that lesson from a great many people, and the sooner we all realize that all of us are on a journey and accept that our view is not the only one, the faster we will all realize that all of these trees are actually the forest. Just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.